Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Everyone you meet says she's so.
Okay, yeah, that's just a piece of garbage next to you. It's not a rapper for... It's not you. It's Sour Candy. I don't know. That was a song by The Oz. The song is called Sour Candy, and that is off their brand new album, Future Without Her. Great job, The Oz. I saw them at the Zoo Shop on Saturday night. They were releasing their album out into the world, and they played with the Fabulous Pups and the... One and only Classic Rick. What a bill. and some people in uniform came, but then they went away. So it was a successful night all around at the Zoo Shop. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Pretty exciting show coming up for you. Green Burrito Records is an excellent, mostly cassette label here in town. And one of their guys is going to call in a few minutes to chat about a release party they're having on Friday night and all of the amazing releases that they have coming up. So we'll be having that. We're also going to hear a whole bunch of great local music. I think you're in for a treat for the next 50 minutes that we are in each other's company. All right, so let's get right back into it. Dick Diver are from Melbourne, Australia. They have a new album coming out called Calendar Days, and we're going to listen to the song Water Damage. It has kind of, you know, tonally, it's kind of similar to what we just heard. Just some nice, easy, strummy pop music. Yeah, and then we're going to hear some of their Australian compatriots, but I will leave that as a surprise for you, okay? Here we go. Here is Dick Diver. Here is Water Damage.
Thank you. Austin Clark, born July 26, 1934, is a Canadian novelist, essayist, and short story writer who lives in Toronto, Ontario. Born in St. James, Barbados in 1955, Clark moved to Canada where he attended the University of Toronto. He's a distinguished novelist and short story writer who has explored the immigrant experience with humor, compassion, happiness, and sorrow. Through his prolific literary output, he's recorded the changing face of the country, giving voice to the resilience, courage, and loneliness often felt by people who come to Canada to start a new life. By his own example, he has broadened the horizons for black writers, encouraging them to develop their creative talent. His contributions as a respected author, teacher, and community activist have helped Canadians understand our diverse roots as well as our universal humanity.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
February 13th, Crow's Nest and Electric Owl present A Date with the Growlers, Southern California beach goths on tour to support their long-awaited album, Hung at Heart, with special guests Night Beats and Chains of Love. Advance tickets through Northern Tickets, Zulu, Red Cat and High Life Records, sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
right. That was Tame Impala from Australia. I'm not sure where in Australia. But that was the song Mind Mischief from the fantastic album released last year called Lonerism. There's a great new video for that. It's a little bit, maybe not super safe for work. Just maybe watch it at home. Just a little bit of hanky-panky between a student and teacher. Nothing explicit, but, you know, it would be a drag if your boss walked in on you watching that video. But it's a good one. And before that, we heard Dick Diver from their forthcoming album, Calendar Days, the song Water Damage. A little Australian twofer there, if you will. All right. I'm very excited to introduce my guest. Here we go. Hello, Ryan.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Oh, thanks for calling in. It's really great to get a chance to talk to you.
Yeah, you got it. Calling you live from the dish pit of Foundation on 7th and Main.
I love Foundation. That's perfect. Does Green Burrito sort of have a space around there, or you guys have done shows there,
oh,
I think?
Okay, yes, I can tell you. No, I live above Foundation.
Okay.
And I work here as well.
Oh, perfect, okay.
And yeah, that's essentially the headquarters, for now, or not for long anyways, but yeah, it's been the headquarters, but headquarters is basically just my living room.
Right.
with my roommates.
But I've heard about some pretty fantastic shows that you've put on there. I mean, parties.
We once had a rock and roll lotto house party, and it was so much fun. but we probably won't do it again because so many people came, and my poor neighbors, they were very angry.
Right.
Yes.
And you're a compassionate man. You don't want to put them out again.
I just want people to be happy.
Which brings me to the logo and the alternate logo for Green Burrito Tape. So your logo is a happy face.
Okay, yes, I use those quite often.
Yep, and then the alternate logo is the words hang tight crossed out.
Precisely, so, which gives you, a choice to either accept or not accept, but just to hang loose each and every single day.
Right, so hanging loose is essential to the Green Burrito mindset.
Yeah, for sure. Hanging loose, having fun.
Yeah. Speaking of fun, this Friday night you guys have a big party planned.
Oh, man, yes, we totally do. and I'm so excited for it. The first set releases of 2013, and we couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah.
Gal Grayson and Aaron Reed.
Yeah, so how did you come about, how did you scout these guys? How did you sign them to?
Well, this is onto another thing. I've got some help from some lovely friends who are now part of the team. Daniel R. and Andrew Volk, and it was actually Daniel who had introduced me to the Gal Grayson, the Gal Grayson recordings, and I'd seen some of his earlier music before, and I'd listened to them. I think maybe back in June,
right.
Was when I first heard it, and I was totally in love. And I know Daniel had talked. I talked to Patrick about possibly doing a release and yeah, it's just materialized, and man, it is fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
And so that's really exciting, and that came about, and then I think we're sitting in the CITR office with Aaron and Daniel, I was sitting with Aaron. It was for Melanie's show.
Melanie's going away.
And that's how that came about. And he's got just a phenomenal amount. The album is really, really cool. And it's actually a full album. It's a big one. It's really cool. So that's it. We're doing a double cassette release with the support of Watermelon as well.
Yeah, do you know Watermelon? I love Watermelon. They only have one formally recorded track out there. That was a Student Loan Records release any any gossip, any tips about maybe some recorded output from Watermelon?
Oh, dude, yeah, for sure. Actually, that was on to my next I know when we had spoke before, you had mentioned Pups from Movieland, which is two future releases that Daniel and I and Andrew are working on, and we're really excited about that. But we've also been planning to do an EP with Watermelon, and they're getting those recordings ready, and I'm pretty sure they're almost done. As far as I know, we're planning to do it in March.
That is awesome news.
So some amazing things to look forward to, and yeah, those guys are one of my faves in the city as well. So so yeah, lots of exciting things to look forward to, man. Like a guy and his buds couldn't be more happy.
I know Movieland and Pups are gonna have gonna do a release with you as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that, and once again, it was my good pal Daniel who introduced me to them, or I'd listened to them before, but in the context of doing a physical release, and yeah, we were really excited. That I hope is coming up very soon as well.
Yeah, you're killing it on the local music front. It's great.
You know, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it. With some more help and energy and hands and the continued support of everyone, hopefully we can just do like that, just amplified.
Keep
all
it
the
going.
Time. Just being involved with all that with local independent music and you guys and everything has got to be the most exciting thing going on, man.
Yeah. So, judging by the number for you have like 18 releases now, right?
Is that exactly. And then a few other weird ones. Me and another friend did we did 14 releases of 10 shelves. We did some bootlegs. We did we released another 14 hard to find albums.
Okay.
In quantity, yeah. So, but yeah, with Green Burrito coming up to 18, I guess will be this Friday.
Awesome. What inspired you to start a cassette label when you started with Capital Six?
Oh, I think, it just came pretty naturally. It was just hanging out with lots of pals and they're all making music and.
Yeah,
and I think I was like sitting in a park one time, and then another time was like on the bus with Malcolm, and we were just like talking about it. And then, I've always had an interest, I guess, just to make things physical, like and document like travels with photographs, and then making some little zines, it just sort of fell into place, And at around the same time too, it's just like bands were totally like a lot of rad bands were releasing tapes, and I was collecting them, and then the cards just fell into place like that.
You put out one 7-inch, I think, or maybe more. I don't know. I just see the Two Towns one.
Yeah.
Are there plans to change up some of the formats of your releases, or you really like what's the appeal of the cassette to you?
The cassette, it's more accessible. More accessible. Well, I think price of it. It's less expensive to put out than records, and there's a place in town that makes tapes in Richmond, Western Imperial, I'd love to. Move with some natural progression into doing that as well, and I've totally thought about it. I obviously think about it all the time. It's my dream to be able to like release full length albums and like put out LPs and stuff. It's just gotta take baby steps just so happy to be where I'm at and who I'm with and like all the bands that I've got to work with and put physical releases out there, and the response has been so positive, and everyone's so supportive, and
and it's just my hopes to stay, to stay involved with the independent music locally and hopefully non-locally and just whatever else happens, we're ready for it. We got big exciting plans.
Bam.
For the future and awesome. we're not gonna stop, man.
It's funny, like, I listening to Mac DeMarco, it already sounds like, when you just listen to the MP3s, it sounds something about the way he records, it already sounds like it's like a slightly warped cassette, and the aesthetic is so great, and it sounds even better when you actually listen to the Rock and Roll Nightclub cassette that you guys put out.
Oh,
like, it heightens that sense, that kind of warbly sense, even more.
Sorry, just one second.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Ryan from Green Burrito Tapes. They have a party happening this Friday at the Astoria with Gal Grayson, Aaron Reed, and Watermelon.
Sure.
And it looks like it is, I don't know, it's probably under $10.
Yeah, sorry. I was taken away from the phone for a second there.
That's totally fine. This Friday, 8, well, what's the showtime, like 10 o'clock or so?
Yeah, 10 o'clock, I believe.
And how much are tickets?
Holy crap, I feel like a total bonehead for not
it's okay.
for not having that answer.
It's probably like
maybe $7 or $10 or
more than five, less than 10. That's,
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Precisely. That would be a good estimate.
Cool. All right, Ryan. Well, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it for now. Thank
cool.
you guys for listening, and keep your eyes and your ears open, and we'll see everyone soon, and have a lovely day, and thank you so much for letting me call in.
Oh, no problem. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. You guys have a sweet night.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's give a listen to the release that is coming down this Friday. We're going to hear some Gal Grayson and some Aaron Reed. So first up is Gal Grayson with Miss June Goth from the brand new, well, almost brand new, brand new Tomorrow cassette, Blue Hearts in Exile. Here we go. Here's Gal Grayson.
Oh, echoes from the past. Echoes from the past.
Thank you.
right, that ended kind of suddenly. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi, don't start up on me. Please, just wait, won't you, track? That was Watermelon from their live EP, And Meet the Sun. That was the song Sunburn. Before that, we heard Aaron Reed from his brand new cassette, Even Rats Can Feel the Sun. That was the song Woman in the Dunes. And at the top, we heard Gal Grayson from the brand new cassette Blue Hearts in Exile, Miss June Goth. All three of those bands are playing at the Astoria tomorrow night. Be there. I will be there. I will be having a great time because that sounds like the most fun thing to do with a night. It'll be great. It'll be great. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band from Victoria. They are called Open Relationship. And they have an EP that they released late last year called Born Weird. We're going to hear the title track. That's what we're going to hear. They're coming to town. They're going to play at Antisocial next Friday. Next Friday night with Slow Learners and Needles Pins. Another great lineup. So many amazing local bands. So many amazing local bands playing together publicly where we can pay a small token amount to watch them. It's fantastic. What a world we live in. I say. So let's give a listen to Open Relationship. I really love this EP. It is weird, and this is Born Weird.
Thursday, February 14th, Valentine's Day.
He got me climbing the walls. He got a python. When we do, I can't wow.
Fortune Sound Club and CITR present Valentwerk. Featuring Lady with special guests Falcons, Genesis, Blantron, and Cher Shea.
I can't leave him long, cause he got a python.
Struggling to keep up with all the fantastic music coming out? Don't know where to go to listen to some sweet jams?
Join Evan on Definition Soundwave, Thursdays from 1 to 2 on CITR,
to fill your sweet little brain with some high-octane rhythm. As well, Always stay tuned for Evan's special top 5 list at the end of the show.
Definition Soundwave.
Thursdays from 1 to 2. CITR 101.9.
Yeah, that was Cascadia from their upcoming EP, Level Trust. Oh, what a banger. That was the song Josie. A grungy little goodie. I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, it was good. I like it. Good job, Cascadia. Before that, we heard Born Weird, the title track from Open Relationships' latest EP. They're going to be in town next weekend. Look out for them. And Cascadia are releasing that EP on Cruising USA in mid-March at Lion's Den. So if you're interested, just look up their Bandcamp page and there'll be details there. They're also alums of Green Burrito Records, or tapes, so you can give that a listen as well. They had Conditionally, their release from last year. Yeah, nice. So we have about 8 minutes left. I'm going to play just a couple of songs and then one more and we'll wrap it up. My friend Basil has a band called Spring Break. They have reworked one of their songs, a song that was on the CITR Pop Alliance compilation last year, or in 2011. So we're going to give that a listen. This is his remake, or of his own song, Careful Rumors. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Spring Break, great band. Here is a great song. Let's give it a listen.
Heard a rumor, I hope it's not true.
Right, that was Spring Break from there. Well, it's a new release. That was Careful Rumors 2013, a remake, sort of a reworking of their song from a couple years ago, Careful. That started out, they said it started out as a remix of Clean Special Love by Twin Crystals, and then they just turned it into something else. And so we all benefited from it. Thanks, Spring Break. I think they sort of had the name Spring Break forever in a lot of their social media presences, their Tumblrs, their SoundClouds, those kinds of things. And that's the new hashtag that's being pushed with the new Harmony Korine film called Spring Breakers. So I don't know how that's all going to shake out. It's going to be hard to Google Spring Break from now on, but maybe something else will happen. Maybe that's a good thing. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to Ryan from Green Burrito Tapes for calling in. It was really fun to talk to him. I'm a big fan of that label. Coughing into a mic, always great. We're going to close things off with a band from Scotland. Before we do that, I'm just going to remind you, stay tuned to CITR Definition Soundwave with Evan coming up right now, right after this song. And then after that, we've got Robin with Ink Studs and Thunderbird Eye a bit later on in the afternoon with Jason Richard. And then bringing it all together on the afternoon tip is Richard T. with Mantra. It's going to be a heck of an afternoon, folks. Please keep it locked in on your dial here on CITR 101.9 FM. All right. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. And you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I promise I will update it. I've been a little lax with that. I'm sorry. Whew. Okay, have a happy family day on Monday. That, you know, brand new holiday. It's a long weekend. Who's going to complain about that? And this is the Scottish band called Churches. They have a new song out called Recover from their brand new Recover EP. It's a fun synth pop number. Let's give that a listen to close us out. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Here we go. This is Churches, Recover. Whew.
You're now listening to Definition Soundwave. I'm your host, Evan Brow. We got a dynamic show for you. We'll start out soft, some great folk acts, and then evolve into an electric storm of confident sound, you know. Lots of stuff has gone on in the past week. Biggest was the Sasquatch lineup was released, which I wait for all year. It's like my own fantasy football league, just plotting out, okay, who can be a headliner? Well, we can't have My Bloody Valentine because they're at Primavera. Oh, Vampire Weekend's skipping Seattle. They'll probably be there. I'm enthusiastic about the lineup. There's a lot to like and discover, but I think last year was more my taste with Bon Iver, Jack White, Beck, and Explosions in the Sky. Mumford & Sons are good, but I just don't have the same passion for them. But we'll see. Sasquatch can surprise you. Just like a real Sasquatch. Are real Sasquatches friendly? No. Now, there's all the stories about Sasquatch-like things going into farms and tearing apart chickens and stuff. Just eating whole lambs. I can picture that. Like a Sasquatch just opens up its mouth like a snake and just inhales a lamb over the course of a couple of minutes. And the lamb's all indifferent because it's a lamb. It's just like, well, I guess this is happening. But yeah, that's my opinion of the 2013 Sasquatch Music Festival. Let me tell you about this week's Definition Soundwave Countdown. At the end of the show, we're going to be doing the top five songs with confidence, with a little oomph, you know? You feel me? That'll be later in the show. But right now, let's jump right in with 1904 by The Tallest Man on Earth off There's No Leaving Now. You're listening to Definition Soundwave on CITR 101.9.